Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Should property developers get tax breaks? Take a listen to Thornish the Simon Harris. He was talking about this on Breakfast.
I'm open to considering that. I'm only open to considering it if it is very targeted, if it is fully focused on viability issues. And then if we are crystal clear, that's it. Get on with it. Build the homes, build the apartments. We do need policy certainty in this area. We've taken a number of big calls. Some people will agree with them. Some people will disagree with them. But whether it's apartment standards, rent pressure zones, extending planning permissions, new national planning framework, we've taken a number of big decisions. We could take one or two more in the budget, and then the sector needs to know that's it. Get on with building the homes our people need.
Clement Harran is a real estate agent in Port Laois. Should there be tax breaks for developers, Clement?
Absolutely. They're trying to encourage builders to build. And, you know, if they're not going to make a margin and be sure of their margin, and they'll stay in bed. They won't build new houses. At the moment, they have the first-time buyer scheme, which is giving $30,000 back to the first-time buyer when they buy a new house. Then they give that back to them. By the way, that first-time buyer scheme money is their tax money that they've paid already. So effectively, they're giving the purchaser back their own money, and then they're turning around to builder, and they're charging them VAT, and they're taking almost twice that back from the builder in VAT. And it's going around in a circle. You see, a builder can build houses and they can get on with things and have maybe a 10% margin when they have a superstructure in place and plenty of systems in place. But when it runs into the sand is where they have a delay with Irish Water and you have 40 or 50 units and guys are paying up to 10%, 12%, 15% for finance. I know one scheme is costing $50,000 every week to keep the interest paid while they're waiting for a connection. ESB connections, Irish Water connections, the soft costs, the costs of building are squeezing the margins. And the government take on it is, you know, that or their spin that they're putting on it. Oh, we're helping the first-time buyer by giving them their tax that they've paid already, giving them their tax back, then they're turning around to the builder and they're taking a swipe off him as well in the VAT. So why don't they park the VAT on it or allow the builder to make money and cut them a bit of slack? If you're held up in a development, and I know them all over the country, judicial reviews, the guys have bought sites, paid money, paid their soft costs, got into it, and the next thing they're bogged down in a new judicial review with somebody that has no children, no skin in the game, doesn't know what they're doing. They hold up a planning permission, they prevent a builder getting on with it, and all the while he's paying for his money. If he's a younger builder or starting off, he's going to be financed leveraged. Well,
just on this though, Clement, because a couple of different points you've made there, but I'm just thinking about people listening to this today who are actually trying to, you know, to buy a house. They're trying to get on the property ladder, whether it's a new home or a second or third time house. But what's the guarantee that giving developers tax break is actually going to lower the price for the buyer? I mean, the chances are, so you're telling us that the previous schemes we have haven't managed to do that. So what's the guarantee that introducing tax breaks would actually mean we could have more affordable homes?
Okay, you have a few things. When you start interfering with the market, be it schemes or first-time buyers, it's all market interference. The market is governed by two things, and it's supply and demand. And it is, if you just boil it back to that, if there's a margin in the houses, the builders will build more of them. If they can get the planning through, they will build more of them if they know that they're going to have a margin. But if they're looking at a project today and they're going to be asked to sell houses or buy land, do all the soft costs, pay all the financing and sell them out at, we'll say, Port Laois price $370,000 to $400,000 for a three-bedroom semi, it's very risque and it's very hard to get money for it. And the only person that'll make money on it is the financer, because the Irish Water and the ESB and the finance, those are the three things that need to be freed up. If there was a bit of clarity and a bit of motion in that, that lads knew, yes, we're going to get a connection, yes, we're going to get an answer inside of 3 months. The builders want to build. That's what they want to do. But there's nothing going out. They absolutely want to make money. If they're getting a tax break, great. But if they're not making any money, they're not paying any tax.
Stay with me, Clement, for a few moments. Martin Glynn is the founder and CEO of the DIY Academy. I can imagine for a lot of people listening today, Martin, this harks back to nearly sounds like you're listening to the radio back in 2005 or 2006, 2007 in the Celtic Tiger era. Do we really need to reintroduce tax breaks for property developers?
Well, you can look at it two ways. Like, the property developers have kind of got a bad name since the 2005-2006 era. But to be honest, like as Clement was saying, look, they have to make a margin on it as well. But at the same time, as long as it's passed on to the consumer, like we get a lot of first time buyers and people buying new houses, and it's very hard to get onto the property market. But to be honest, like these property developers, they are people, and I know a lot of them, and they need to make a profit. It's a business at the end of the day. But as long as it's kind of spread out between to self-build people as well, like we need to be encouraging people in rural areas to build their own house as well, and not just give the tax break to builders provided or big building developers. So as long as it's spread out a bit, look, I've no issue with it. Look, it's a lot of these guys, these big developers, they were small at one stage and they had to take risks to get where they are. So they deserve what they get when they do get the chance to get it. I wouldn't be against it at all, to be honest.
But are we suggesting then at the moment that property developers aren't making money? Like, is this what we're suggesting is holding up development, that we need to give them a tax break to incentivize it?
Well, when you're on site and you see something like when something is held up, how much it costs. I'm not backing them to the hilt either. Like, but stuff that this is held up on site can cost a lot of money. And I'd be of the opinion, look, if it's there for them, they should definitely take it. It's not their problem. But at the same time, you'd like to see it passed on as well. But like they can't really dictate the price on the market. It's they're there to just to build the houses essentially, and what the demand dictates the price, really, you know.
1800 453 106 is the number. Listeners got in touch to say the VAT is paid by the buyer, not the builder. The builder claims all the VAT back that they pay. Just want to clarify a point, says this texter. I've another Martin with me on the line today. Martin, you're a tiler, is that right? You can hear me? No, if I got my, we'll try and come back to Martin maybe in just a moment. Niamh is with me, I think, on the line as well. Niamh, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, not too bad. I believe, Niamh, you recently moved home from Australia. Are you surprised by the housing situation here in Ireland at the moment?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm just like totally in shock. We moved home from Australia. We were living in Sydney for 2 years and we moved home in July, and we're back living with my partner's parents because to rent in Dublin is just impossible at this stage. Like, we've been on daft, we've been looking, and you know, to rent, it's actually more expensive to rent a 2-bed in Bluebell than it is on Bondi Beach in Sydney. And I think that just goes to show how completely broken the market is. And then when you do all the right things and you are saving for a mortgage and you get mortgage approval, like, I'm watching all of my friends at the minute going through this process, and you know, they're doing everything right, but then they're being outbid, and the houses that they're bidding on are going 100,000 over asking price, and ordinary people just can't kind of compete in that market, and the banks can't keep approving mortgages at those prices. It's not worth it, and it's just fueling the spiral, and people are just getting shut out. And I think we need transparency in bidding limits and to stop homes from being pushed so far beyond their value. I'm not an expert. I don't know.
I know,
but what the solution is, but it just seems impossible at the minute.
Yeah, you're like every one of our listeners and myself, yeah. Niamh, you know, and the, when you talk about just the comparison of Bondi to Bluebell, you know, and how much more expensive it is to rent a property here. And I'm sure that was a huge shock for you and your partner coming back to Ireland. But I mean, with that in mind, you probably don't care what sort of money anybody makes as long as they can manage to build homes that are affordable.
Well, this is it. And just by the sounds of what people are saying on this call, it sounds that the tax breaks are only going to benefit the property developers rather than the ordinary person trying to afford a home. And is it actually going to make homes affordable, or is it just going to give them a bigger profit margin? I don't know.
Do you care if it means you got a house that you could afford?
I don't care as long as house prices come down, and, you know, we're not living with our parents into our late 30s. That's all we care about, really.
And you know, and people are talking now about the optics of all of this, you know, and political parties talking about potentially looking at tax breaks for developers. Is that, would that even enter your head at all? Or, you know, does that bother you basically? Or do you care as long as there's affordable housing?
Yeah, I suppose I don't really care. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't really know, I suppose. I don't, the thing as well is you don't want, I don't know, as long as the houses are affordable for people, that's what we really care about. Like, I mean, at the minute you're dealing with vulture funds coming in and buying out entire estates and it's just driving prices up. So I don't know what the answer there is. But yeah, as long as it's becoming more affordable for young people and it's, you know, people are leaving for Australia and Canada and everywhere in their droves. So yeah, it's just not getting any easier in this country.
Will you stick around?
But we did, you know, we came back in hopes of being able to rear our kids here in this country. And, you know, we want to set up a life here and we should be able to. But like, you know, we're living in Knockline and that's where my boyfriend is from. And people can't afford to buy homes in the areas they grew up in. And that's the issue. And it's like, you know, you could go down the country, but I don't know. That's why people are going abroad instead, because you just have a better quality of life over there and you can afford a home and to have a good life, and it just doesn't seem that way here.
I was only reading this morning research out from the National Youth Council of Ireland, you know, talking about three in five people under the age of 25 in this country considering emigration. I mean, it's an incredible statistic.
Yeah. It's not surprising.
Rob has got in touch. He says, honestly, I've no skin in the game here at all, but for me this is really simple. Is there potentially prospect of a developer or builder building more homes with a tax break? If the answer is yes, then we have to do this now. We have to introduce tax breaks. Carl Tallon is on the line. Carl's the CEO of Property District. Would you agree with tax breaks for developers, Carl?
Oh, I agree that right now we're short at least 250,000 homes. So tax breaks and or every other policy lever has to be considered and pulled. And like your texture there, Rob, just mentioned, if, you know, the time for ideological debate is over. If any policy lever can result in more homes of all types and tenures being delivered faster on the ground, then we need to do it.
Well, like we constantly talk about, and we hear in the news, the homelessness figures in this country, the number of young families, children in particular under the age of five, living in emergency accommodation. If this is an initiative that could address that, surely it has to be considered.
Oh, I would absolutely take that point. But something we need to remember is that the government has been throwing money at this issue for the past decade. So, I mean, literally the spending on housing from a government's only position has gone up sixfold in the last decade. So where we used to be spending just over $1 billion on housing every year, that has jumped to about $8 billion. In fact, it's going up by about $1 billion a year. And yet the crisis is getting worse. The shortage is getting worse. Mm. And so we've actually made land a scarcity when it shouldn't be. And in fact, when I speak on this station, I'm not always championing government initiatives. But the reality is our housing minister and our planning minister, collectively, they've done a phenomenal job just in the last quarter. We've had about 9 policy shifts since May and June.
And do you think that's made a difference, Carl?
We can't see it on the ground yet, but they're definitely their policy that are moving us in the right direction. But the difficulty is nothing that happens today we're going to see a result on tomorrow. But what we do need, you know, we need to move away from this us and them talking, trying to pit one type of investor against another or one type of housing. The reality is we need more social housing. We need more affordable housing. We need more private housing across all types in all parts of the country.
But this is the thing. We've introduced so many. We've the first time buyers. We've Help to Buy scheme. We've local authority affordable purchase schemes. So there's any amount of schemes, and yet the waiting list for property in this country is getting higher and higher.
Well, we also need to think about where are we building those. So right now we have about 36% of the population living in rural Ireland. Yet 4 out of every 5 new homes being delivered, it's being delivered in urban centres. So we're actually, there's a huge cohort of the population that we're not even considering delivering homes. They're not even in the pipeline. They're not even in planning, which means we won't see them for at least half a decade or possibly a decade or never, which would really be damaging to so many areas. So actually, the speed at which we're planning, our planning and housing ministers, but particularly the housing minister, has actually issued a guidance to the local authorities that they must more than double the zoning of land for residential to give that headroom. But actually, some of the local authorities, publicly and privately, have pushed back and said, no, we think there's enough zoned. And that's not just naive, it is damaging to the delivery on the ground.
Paul has got in touch. He says, I think blind bidding or the sealed bid system is the most common method for selling houses in Scotland. Perhaps that is something we should consider here in Ireland. Brian has got in touch to say, why aren't ESB and Irish Water being dragged into the Dáil to explain their dreadful connection times if this is something that's holding up the progress? Chris has got in contact. He says, here we go again. This sounds like politicians putting taxpayers' money into the back pockets of developers. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Carl Tallon from the property district, CEO there, Martin as well, Niamh just home from Australia, and Clement Heron, who's a real estate agent in Portlaoise. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.